Yes, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. And we're going to kick it up a notch and catch up with our regular guest, our contributor. And that, of course, is Husker great Jason Peter. How are you, Jason? Did you survive? Did you have a big sugar high from all that trick-or-treating and Halloween candy? I hope you didn't get sick.
Oh, yeah. And now I'm finding candy everywhere. I mean, there's half-opened M&M's. Packages in the laundry basket. The kids are you know, you kind of forget what you did as a kid, and when something like that happens where you're finding some candy that they stashed, it brings you back to your childhood. So the same things that we did, they're doing as well.
Oh, it's such a fun time of year. Okay, so talk to me. It's been a couple of weeks since we've really delved in and got in about talking about your Huskers. They're ranked 15th right now, 8-1, 4-1 in the Big Ten Conference. They've got a bye this week, but that's perfect timing with their big, big trip that's on the horizon against Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of for the first time, I think, since the season started, people really not are worried, but, you know, let's face it, I mean, this offense has revolved around Amir Abdullah. And in the Purdue game last week, he sprained his MCL. It was bad enough that he didn't finish the game. And Nebraska really, not that they were smooth when he was in there, the offense, it seemed like we took some steps backwards, you know, with offense, even when Amir was in there. But afterwards, you could tell that the offense just does not conduct itself with the same sort of flow as when number eight's in there. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, whether people really feel he's worthy or not, you know, he was a legitimate Heisman contender. You know, that kind of seems to have fallen by the wayside. But, you know, against Wisconsin, Nebraska and Wisconsin Wisconsin's always been a major hurdle for Nebraska. And, you know, it's ironic because Barry Alvarez kind of modeled that program when he took over as coach and then in the athletic director position. He kind of modeled it after Nebraska. He was a former linebacker for Nebraska back when Bob Devaney was the coach. So this place kind of holds a special place in his heart, but he's built that program the same way that those great Nebraska teams were, you know, with big, strong offensive linemen, keeping those in-state guys in-state, not letting any good players that are born in that state and raised in that state get away and, you know, play for another Big Ten school or even just, you know, any other school, and play good defense. And that's kind of what Wisconsin has done so far. I mean, the offensive line, it's not a great offensive line. It's a good offensive line. The defense, you know, I think statistically is ranked, I think, number one in the country. Now, you know, that kind of, you need an asterisk next to it. Obviously, playing in the Big Ten, you're not looking at the same sort of competition as if you played in the SEC or even the Big 12 or Pac-12. So, you know, it's a big game for Nebraska, especially with the uncertainty surrounding Amir Abdullah. But Nebraska needs this one if they want to get to Indy for that Big Ten championship game.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. He is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. And you've mentioned Amir Abdullah with this minor sprain on his MCL. He's projected to return on November 15th at Wisconsin. But talk to us about who is really excelling as a freshman.
DeMornay Pearsonell. Yeah, this guy has, I mean, I think up to this point, besides Amir, you could make a case for him as, you know, most valuable player on this team. And he's a Percy Harvin type player. You know, the frame is kind of built, but kind of low to the ground, a little stocky. but can it just explode and can just cut on a dime. He's returning kicks for us. He's getting more involved now in the offense as he's had some time. You know, there's a lot on true freshman's plate, you know, not just here at Nebraska, but everywhere. It's, you know, you're moving away from home. You've got a college academic course load that you got to deal with. You know, you've got football. You've got weight training. I mean, it's a full schedule. So lots of times it takes, you know, maybe till about half the season for some of these freshman impact players to really have a true impact. But he's been helping us since day one on special teams, and that's the one area of this football team that I don't think anybody is losing any sleep over. I mean, people feel pretty good about where the special teams is right now at this point in the season, and a large part of that is because of DeMornay.
Okay, Jason Peter with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show, and the game that is make or break for both of the teams is Ohio State at Michigan. How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm a huge Urban fan. I just don't know if, they have what it takes to get it done in East Lansing. You know, not that Michigan State is you know, they're not world beaters either. They play great defense, and, you know, the offense has come along. Connor Cook has come along. You know, they got a good running back in Langford. The offensive line is good. But, you know, it's like whenever you talk about a Big Ten team, you always have to remind yourself, well, it's a Big Ten team. And how does that fit in to the national picture? I mean, the one real game that we had versus somebody else, you know, was the Michigan State-Oregon game. And, you know, Oregon now finds themselves in the number four spot in the college football playoff rankings. But that was, you know, at the beginning of the year. And, you know, it's hard to really judge where these Big Ten teams are, especially now, because all they're doing is playing each other. And, you know, with Ohio State losing Braxton Miller, I know they only have one loss, but, you know, looking at Virginia Tech now, it really looks like a bad loss. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people thinking, well, maybe Ohio State, you know, maybe Urban's been able to put a Band-Aid on this whole thing. And I think he has put a Band-Aid on. But, you know, there's definitely still a major wound underneath that Band-Aid without Braxton Miller. I would, you know, if I was a gambling man, which I'm not, I would have most of my money with the Spartans. I just feel strongly that Michigan State will win this game, and you know, from here on out, I mean, they obviously have some more football to be played, but I would envision Michigan State in Indy for the Big Ten championship game.
Well, and next week we can get into Alabama, TCU. I mean, have they earned their way to a top four spot? And all eyes will certainly be on that TCU-K-State game and to see how that plays out. Jason, always a pleasure. We're short on time. We appreciate you dropping by. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.